Kino Lamed Aleph, Eish Tukad Kirbi. It's pairs of lines that end alternately with Betzaitim Mitzrayim and Betzaitim Yerushalayim. The entire Kina authorship is unknown, but it's based on a Medrash, and it's probably written by a Rishon like most of the other Kinos. Is a comparison of experiences that we had when we left Mitzrayim, the glory, the great miracles of leaving Mitzrayim, with the sorrow and the tragedy of leaving Yerushalayim. Starts out, Eish tukad b'kirbi ba'aluti alivi, a fire of elation burns within me when I recall in my heart what happened when I went out of Egypt. In comparison, I shall arouse lamentations so that I'll remember what occurred when I went out from Yerushalayim. Second stanza, Az Yashir Moshe, Shir Lo Yinashe, Betzaitim Mitzrayim, when we left Mitzrayim, Moshe and the Jewish people sang a song that will not be forgotten. And in comparison, in contrast, we have the Kinos of Yirmiyah, full of lamentation when we left Yerushalayim, and so on, goes on line by line in the same vein. Chaim Friedlander, Sifsei Chaim, Chelek Gimel, page Resh Mem Zayin, offers several approaches to the message of this kina. Gemara in Ksubos, Daf Samach Vav Amud Bet, relates that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was leaving Yerushalayim with his students. His students were walking behind him, and he saw a young woman who was gathering barley from the dung of animals of Arabs. And when she saw him, she came to him and she said, Rebbe, support me. And he said, who are you? And she said, I'm the daughter of Nachdimon ben Gurion. Nachdimon ben Gurion was one of the three richest men in Yerushalayim. These Chazal tell us that these three rich men, Nachdimon ben Gurion, ben Kalba Savua, and ben Tzitzit Hakes, between them, they had enough water and grain and supplies that Yerushalayim could have withstood a siege for 21 years. However, this is the time, the end of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Romans were attacking, but because of civil war and strife among the Jews, the Sinas Chinam, that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, all of those supplies were destroyed. And so the daughter of Nachdimon ben Gurion was gathering barley kernels to eat from the dung of the animals of Arabs. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai turned to his students and he said, I signed the ksuba of this woman. Ksuba of this woman was millions of gold dinarim. That's what she brought from her father's house, in addition to what her father-in-law gave her. And look now what's happening. The Gemara says, Bachar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai cried, and he said, Ashreicha Yisrael, how fortunate you are. Bizman shosim ritzono shel makom, ein kol umah v'lashon sholetet bahem. When you do the will of Hashem, no nation can rule over you. Bizman she'ein osim ritzono shel makom. And when you do not do the will of Hashem, Mosrim Yad Umashvila, you're given into the hands of a lowly nation. Velo Biyad Umashvila, and not only into the hands of a lowly nation, Ela Biyad Behemtan Shel Umashvila, into the hands of the animals of a lowly nation, to the point that the daughter of this billionaire of those times had to gather barley kernels from the dung of animals to have something to eat. The Maral asks a question. Netzach Yisrael Perek Yudalad, the Maral asks, how could Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai say, Ashreicha Yisrael, how fortunate you are. We understand how fortunate you are that when things are good, no nation can rule over us, but how fortunate we are to fall to such a lowly state. And the Maral explains that indeed this is a sign of the greatness of the Jewish people. There's no halfway, there's no in between. You could give a mashal, this is my mashal, but imagine, we're all familiar with the Delaware Memorial Bridge, on the way to New York, we've probably all crossed it hundreds of times. It's a beautiful, grand structure. Imagine that 6 feet in the middle was missing. It wouldn't be a beautiful grand bridge with 6 feet in the middle missing. It would be totally useless. It would be nothing. It would have served no purpose whatsoever. And that, says the Maharal, is the Jewish people. It's all or nothing. Either we're the greatest or we're nothing. The Brisker of, Chaim Friedlander brings, the Brisker of, the mashal, the Kuzari divides all of existence into five levels. Familiar with four of them. There's domain, inanimate objects, somach, vegetation, chai, living things, medaber, speaking things, human beings. And above that is Am Yisrael, Jewish people. If you picture a cow that dies, it doesn't turn into a rose bush. It's just not a cow anymore. It's nothing. If a human being dies, he doesn't turn into a cow. He's nothing. And when Am Yisrael is not Am Yisrael, it doesn't fall to the next level. Just like the cow doesn't become a rose bush and the person doesn't become a cow, it becomes nothing. So too, the Am Yisrael, when we're not where we're supposed to be, we're nothing. And so this kina is drawing that contrast between the level of when we left Mitzrayim and when the glory of leaving Mitzrayim and the nothingness of leaving Yerushalayim. That's one approach that Rav Friedlander brings to understanding this kina. Another approach, he says, is that in the first approach is contrasting the revelation of the Shekhinah versus the absence of the revelation of the Shekhinah when we've fallen. The second approach is to see two different types of revelation of the Shekhinah, the revelation of the Shekhinah through Yetzias Mitzrayim and the revelation of the Shekhinah through Hashem's being hidden. The fact that Hashem is hidden is itself a form of revelation. Very briefly, brings the Gemara, which says, we say, in Shemone Esrei, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vanura. The Gemara says that Yirmiyahu Anavi, that expression comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vanura. But Yirmiyahu Anavi said, after the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the Goyim were running around the Beis Hamikdash. How could we say Hanorah, that Hashem is awesome? Daniel in Galus said, how could we say that Hashem is Gibor? But the Anshei Knesset Agdola came back afterwards when the second Beis Hamikdash was built, and they said, indeed, that is Hashem's awesome power. The fact that Hashem can tolerate the Goyim running around. He brings from the Tomer Dvor of Moshe Cordovero, points out that how humble and patient Hashem is, because if any one of us does an Avera, we're using the very life and the very power that Hashem gave us to do that Avera. At that very moment that we are sinning against Hashem, Hashem is sustaining us. That is the ultimate Gvura, the ultimate awesomeness of Hashem. And so it's not only B'tzeitimi Mitzrayim, when we leave Mitzrayim, that we see the greatness of Hashem and the revelation of Hashem, but also B'tzeitimi Mitzrayim through the suffering and the tragedies of leaving Mitzrayim as well, that we see the awesomeness of Hashem. So that is another message of this kina as well. Finally, he says that maybe the revelation of Hashem is actually greater through the destruction than through Yetzias Mitzrayim. He quotes Rav Yaakov Emden, who says, This idea is often quoted in the name of Mark Twain, but Rabbi Yaakov Emden came first. And he says that, how can you look at Jewish history and not see God? All as one of the prior speakers mentioned this morning, you know, all the nations are gone, their monuments remain, but they're gone. But the Jewish people, through everything, were still here. And there's no greater testament to Hashem's watching over us and to the revelation of Hashem than the fact that we continue to exist through all of the suffering and all of the exile. Where Friedlander ends, according to Chazal, who say that Kol Amitabelo Yerushalayim Zochev Ro'eh B'Simchata, one who mourns Yerushalayim, is usually translated, will merit to see in the joy of Yerushalayim. But Rav Friedlander points out, it doesn't say, Yizkeh v'yir'eh, he will merit and he will see. It's in present tense, Zochev Ro'eh B'Simchata. Person who mourns over Yerushalayim at this very moment sees the joy of Yerushalayim, because the fact that we're still mourning and the fact that we still care and the fact that we still remember this comparison between the greatness of Yetziat Mizraim and what could have been and what could be still and what will be still and the low level that we fall into, that is the greatest consolation.